Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Yo, yo, yo. What up, PB?
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's good, man. It's good. wanted to ask you. I think you've been asked lately about remembering people's names.
Yeah, well, I was asked recently, and the funny thing is, it took me by surprise because I don't think of myself as someone who is particularly gifted at remembering people's names. How about you? Are you?
So-so.
Yeah.
So-so. Yeah.
But I do know the importance as a leader of recognizing people and remembering them and remembering their name. And I hate that embarrassing feeling.
What's the worst?
You know, when it's like you realize I should know you, but I have totally blanked on your name.
And they totally get your name.
Yeah, they do.
That makes you feel terrible.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was asked about that. Like, how do you remember names so well? You remembered my name. And it sort of took me by surprise. But then I started thinking about how do I answer this question? How do I remember people's names? I use a tool that works for me where I try to gather as much information as I possibly can about that person. And I'm looking for something that sticks, something that is a connection point to me, something that I have shared knowledge about or relate to on some level. So I'm asking questions about where they work and where they live and where they grew up and family members and just whatever. Like I'm grabbing for information because the more I can stick on to that name, it just helps me. You know, it helps me remember. And when I was explaining this to the person who asked me, how do I remember names, I kept thinking of my wife's keychain. And so This has actually been a nuisance to me, but see, we have a car, her car, that we share when we're going together as a family.
Okay.
And so we always take her car, and it's her keys, her keychain.
You don't have a set of keys for that car?
No, I don't. But I'm the driver, so she hands me her keychain. Now,
well, that's embarrassing.
Often there's been this thing where, like, she's digging around her purse. She can't find her keys. It's frustrating. You know, there's, like, I think, well, you have a disorganized person. It's too big. But her solution has been to add on things to that keychain.
Flair.
Oh, my goodness. It is ridiculous. So there's a little Eiffel Tower statue thing attached to it. And There is a picture frame with, I don't know what, maybe my daughter's picture. The latest thing to be added to this is a stuffed animal. There's literally a stuffed animal on the keychain. This thing can't even fit in my pocket. It is so embarrassing. Like, She expects me to hold on to these while we're out doing stuff on a date, shopping,
whatever.
Well,
so that puts you in a really tough spot because one, you want to hold on to them because you know you'll keep them.
Uh-huh.
But you don't want to be seen with that keychain because of all the extra stuff.
I know.
And you risk giving it to her, it's going to be lost.
Yeah. What I've been fighting to do is to just take off that car key and keep it and leave this massive wad of weird stuff with a couple of keys in the car or with her. So, but, you know, what she's doing there, she's adding stuff to her keys so she can locate them.
Right.
And that's essentially what I've been doing with names. I'm adding information to stick on, to make it bigger in my brain so that I can remember who that person is. And for me, it works. Now, my wife does a different thing. She actually takes around a little notepad, and she asks questions and writes down stuff and keeps those notes. And she's a little more bold than I am. Like, she'll just straight up say, she's not embarrassed, she'll just say, now what's your name again? I forget, you know. She just goes for it. For me, I'm trying to collect as much information as I can, and it helps me. You know, there's something about knowing people's name and calling someone by name. Is a great quote, you know it.
It was it's by the guy who wrote How to Win Friends and Influence People.
Yep.
Dale Carnegie, I think is how you say his name. A person's name is to him or her the sweetest and most important sound in any language.
Yeah. What I've been wondering about is, can we really effectively lead people if we don't know their name? You know, do we have that place in their life, that kind of relationship where we can really lead? I get it. I know from a distance that we influence people, and but I just wondered about leadership. Like, can I really lead someone if I don't know their name? I was thinking about in the Gospel of John, I think a really familiar verse, Jesus is talking about himself being the good shepherd. And he says in that passage that the good shepherd calls his sheep by name. Yeah. And he leads them.
Right.
Calls them by name and he leads them. Mm-hmm. I just thought, you know, that's probably a tool that us as leaders need to take maybe more seriously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Knowing people, being familiar with people, recognizing people. You know, as a pastor, one of the things I hate the most is when someone comes up for prayer. And I've had this happen before where they say their name.
Yeah.
And by the time the prayer request is over and it's time for me to pray, guess what I've done? I've already forgotten their name.
Lord, I pray for my brother.
Oh, it's the worst. Yeah, we just stand together in agreement right now, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you're not saying their name. Oh, it's so bad. And maybe I'm just prideful. I don't want to go back and say, oh, you told me 2 seconds ago and I have already forgotten.
Right.
I just think it's a valuable thing for us as leaders that we want to remember people's names. We want to place value on people.
Make it personal.
Uh-huh. And, you know, calling somebody bro and hey, girl.
Hey, dude.
Yeah. Is not placing that kind of value on somebody, but we want to lead them knowing their name. And, hopefully maybe there's something there you can apply and use, whether it's my tool, which is adding on information. Mm-hmm. You know, when I hear where they work, when I hear stuff about their interests, the sports team that they're into, just looking for any kind of connection at all. And it's funny, in my brain, when I'm seeing people, I'm like, that's so-and-so who works here and plays baseball. Like, I know the facts, and it helps me to remember their name. Right. Or maybe you are more like my wife, and you just want to write those things down. You want to be bold and just go out there and say, I've forgotten. Tell me your name again.
No, I'll choose to remember.
Yeah.
I like that better.
So now every time I see my wife's big fat keychain, I'm going to think this is a valuable leadership lesson and remember people's names.
A little less embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Brian.
You're welcome, Andy.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at briandolman.com.